angle. C'est magnifique. I'm in the phone with this the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it on the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said, I told her to ignore. Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your call, then everything goes wrong. I want to tell you something you've done all along. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I have to interrupt to stop this conversation. Your voice across the line gives me a strange sensation. I'd like to talk, but I can show you my affection.
Hello and welcome to another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid, for Radio Rectangle. That was Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves, originally released in 1976. It was famously covered by Blondie 2 years later. The featured album on this show is Storm the Reality Studios by Dead Fingers Talk. So let's get straight in. This is called Into the Future. Dead Fingers Talk there, and Into the Future. And we'll hear more from them and more about them later. Now, my good friend Angela, like many Australians on an exchange programme, came to Belgium and fell in love with its crazy ways. And also, like many Australians, the lure of Australia was too strong with its sunshine and beaches compared to the endless rain in Belgium, and she eventually relocated. She now does a radio show herself for the German-speaking community in Brisbane. I never knew Angela was such a Germanophile, but she played this track. It's by a group called Velvet Condom, and I just thought, I have to steal this for my show. It's called Kalter Lippenstift.
Thank you.
Dreams Never End by New Order from a 1981 John Peel session. And like many of their earlier tracks, it featured Peter Hook on vocals and not Bernard Sumner. I was staying with the Manchester theme. In 2015, a compilation album called Greater Manchester Punk was released, featuring some of the lesser-known artists of the period. This is V2 and a track called Nothing to Do. V2 there, with Nothing to Do. So, Dead Fingers Talk were a punk band from Hull who formed in 1975, but had been around in the late 60s as the band Bone. As guitarist Jeff Parsons said, "We didn't so much have punk status thrust upon us as actually go out and claim it." And being older and more experienced than many of their contemporaries, the sound owed more to Lou Reed and the MC5. To me, they sound like Bebop Deluxe or even Doctors of Madness, which is clearly no bad thing. The debut album was produced by local lad and Bowie guitarist Mick Ronson and should have been much bigger. But I suppose much like in today's music scene, being lyrically clever and musically adept could be a handicap. Tom Robinson is rightly cited as a pioneer of open sexuality and gay tolerance, but Dead Fingers Talk were sticking their necks out some years before him. As evidenced on this next track, Nobody Loves You When You're Old and Gay.
Nobody loves you when you're old and gay. You are left by love. upon the telephone. You hear a strange man's voice say he's not at home. With friends of his, and you're not friends of theirs.
Fingers talk there with Nobody Loves You When You're Old and Gay. Now, when Stranglers frontman Hugh Cornwell left the band at the tail end of the 80s, it was the beginning of the end for many people, and they went through a period of albums that were lackluster and nothing like the old days. But probably the last hurrah was 2004 with the album Norfolk Coast, with the situation now, the sad demise of Dave Greenfield. It's like the days of the Stranglers are behind us now. But listen to this for a flash of the magic and the giants they once were. This is the Stranglers and Norfolk Coast.
I was a loser in the loving wars. I took my treasure to the Norfolk coast. You did it to me, you did it to me. And now you see what's left of me. I walked alone on the Norfolk coast. With the screams of the birds, they echoed round my mind. With the screams of the birds, they echoed round my mind. I was a coward in the loving wars. You were forever, I was just a boss.
The birds, they echo around my mind.
and that was Dumb Waiters by the Psychedelic Furs from the album Talk Talk Talk. Now at the time for another track from our featured album, which is Dead Fingers Talk, Storm the Reality Studios. The story goes that they recorded four tracks very quickly with a view to listening to them over the weekend. Then the record company called time on the session, so they quickly had to go in, add some overdubs, and these became the first four tracks of the album. And they wish in retrospect they'd had more time to work on them. I disagree. I think they have a savage energy to them. And to prove that point, here's one of those tracks. This is called New Directions.
Just nothing. Anyway, we gotta find.
was Dead Fingers Talk with New Directions. Now, Kavas Turabi is a guy you could never accuse of not being prolific. First with his band The Monsoon Bassoon, a stint with Cardiacs, a stint with Gong, and more recently a project with snooker legend Steve Davis, the Utopia Strong. He certainly keeps busy. Here's a track from one of his other bands, Knife World. This is from 2016, from the album Bottled Out of Eden. This is called I Must Set Fire to Your Portrait.
Thank you.
was Knife World with I Must Set Fire to Your Portrait. Now, legend has it that fearless punk poet John Cooper Clarke's manager said it would be a good idea to get him a backing band as he felt his performances were becoming a tad repetitious. How dare he? But find him a backing band they did. Superstar producer Martin Hannett, alongside Bill Nelson and Pete Shelley, basically the cream of Manchester music scene. And it all came together on an album in 1980 called Disguising Love. And from that album, this is John Cooper Clarke with Reader's Wives.
Make a date with the brassy brides of Britain, the altogether ruder reader's wives, who put down their needles and their knitting at the doorway to our dismal daily lives. From Babylon top scenarios of passion, nipples peep through holes in leatherettes. They seem to be saying in their fashion, I'm freezing, Charlie, have you finished yet? Cold flesh the colour of potatoes in an Instamatic living room of sin. All the required apparatus, too bad they couldn't fit her head in. Latex pyjamas with bananas going eight. Their identities are cunningly disguised by a six-inch strip of insulation tape strategically stuck across their eyes. Wives from Inverness to inner London, prettiness and pimples coexist, pictorially wife swapping with someone who's happily married to his wrist.
Fabulous John Cooper Clarke there with the Reader's Wives. I think it's high time here on Totally Wired we dedicated a whole show to Mr. John Cooper Clarke. Possibly do that next time. Now, the Hardcore Devo series is a fabulous insight into the very early years. Here's a track they recorded in 1974, can you believe it? It was later a single, and can you also believe it was actually released on Stiff Records? How could they know that in 1974? Because they are Devo. And this is Be Stiff.
One, two, be stiff!
We'll be right back.
By Devo. And now it's time for the last track from our featured album, the band Dead Fingers Talk. This is the title track from the one and only album. They have a Facebook page, so if you've enjoyed the music in this show, pop over there and say hello. And this is called Storm the Reality Studios.
Storm the reality. gift. God, the psychopaths on the path to conquer the world. And I keep remembering what Kennedy said. And nothing cures like a bullet in the head. Some people, why the fuck you all? Some people just wanna walk.
Stop the reality. Stop the reality. Stop the reality.
The mighty Dead Fingers Talk and Storm the Reality Studios. And that brings us to the end of another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid. We're going to finish the show with a tribute to the equally magnificent Sean Connery, who sadly passed away on October 31st. I was not at a loss as to what to play in tribute to the great man, because there are some fabulous covers out there, but this is Totally Wired. It totally had to be this. I will see you next time. This is Magazine and Goldfinger.
He loves only gold. C'est pas facile, c'est pas facile.